Good morning.
早上好。
Yeah, this is the, I guess, the third session that I'm preaching at this church. The other two are online.
这是第三堂，前两堂都是在线上。
Preaching online was interesting.
在线上讲到非常的有意思。
Much more prefer doing things in person.
跟这个面对面的这样很不一样。
So I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again.
昨天我说过了，现在我再说一遍。
Before I start,
在我开始之前，
the worst thing that you can do is think that I am a hero.
你们能做的最糟糕的事情就是以为我是一个英雄。
I said this yesterday night, but you know, my family, me and my wife, we are not special.
我昨天说过了，我们的家，我太太和我自己没有什么特别的。
All we are doing is we just happen to be doing what everybody else should be doing, according to the word of God in another country.
我们所做的跟每一个其他人应该做的都是一样，我们不过是在另外一个国家来服侍主。
So I want to urge you this morning, you know, as I share, do not think that, oh, this is what the missionaries do. They're special. This is what they're doing on the other side of the world. Please don't think that.
那我今天讲到的时候，请大家不要想哦，这是宣教士他们所做的，这是很特别的，请大家不要这样想。
What I would rather you think was that if this young Chinese guy could go halfway across the world to do this, then I can do this here in New Jersey.
那希望大家能够想，如果这个年轻人他能够到其他地方做这样的事，我们在新泽西也可以做这样的事。
I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up in Paramus.
我就是在新泽西 Paramus 那边长大。
I grew up going to a Taiwanese American Chinese church.
我参加的是一个台湾人的华人的教会。
So I'm not much different from some of the young people who are either watching, if they're watching, and who are in the room.
我跟这里的年轻人或者在线上的没有什么两样。
The only difference is that I actually believed what this Bible said, and then I decided I'm going to go figure out if it actually works, and it does.
那我所做的不同的一件事就是我相信圣经的事，而且我去实践，而且也真的实现了。
Pastor Joe, he asked me if I could share a little bit about unity.
弟兄希望我能够分享关合一这件事情。
So I'm going to share a little bit about unity, but I think I'm going to do it in a little bit of a maybe different way than.
我要分享合一这件事，但是跟大家期待的可能有点不一样。
So if you have your Bibles, I want you to open your Bibles to the Book of John.
请大家打开约翰福音。
We're going to the book of John, and we're going to go to chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
I'm going to try not to preach too long this morning.
今天上午我不会讲很久。
Many of the brothers and sisters who were online yesterday night heard me preach for a very, very lengthy period of time already.
在这里的弟兄姐妹也知道我在线上讲了很长。
But I do want to read a fairly lengthy portion of scripture.
但是我今天跟大家读一节比较长的经文。
So if we're gonna look at John 13, and most of you will know this story.
约翰福音十三章的故事大家很熟悉。
John 13 is right before Jesus goes to the cross at the Last Supper. Jesus washes the feet of his disciple.
讲的是主耶稣要上十字架之前，他在逾越节洗门徒的脚。
I'm just gonna read from verse 1 all the way until verse 15.
我从第一节一直读到第十五节。
It says, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterwards you will understand. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That is why he said, Not all of you are clean. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If then I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do just as I have done to you.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。 他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃完饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。 哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“你不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。 耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”The
key verses I really want to look at this morning.
我要看的啊，经节今天。
Verses 14 and 15.
是第14和第15节。
Jesus says this to them. He says, If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
You know, I grew up in a Chinese American church.
我生长在一个在美国的华人教会。
And if there's one thing that, like, you know, I know from growing up in a Chinese American church that we do really well, it's like we know the Bible really well. We teach the Bible pretty well.
那么在这样一个教会长大的，大家都知道，就是我们对圣经很熟悉，我们受到很好的教导。
We're also pretty good at prayer because we pray a whole lot.
我们的祷告也很强，我们常常祷告。
You know, sometimes we might need a little bit of work on our singing, but you know, we're generally pretty good at prayer and preaching the word.
虽然我们唱诗歌的时候不怎么样，但是通常我们祷告很强。
But where we're really, 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 really weak and bad is that we don't actually do anything that we preach.
那么我们做的非常非常非常糟的就是我们所祷告的，我们所讲的做不出来。
We're really good at talking about it, and we're not so good at actually doing it.
但是我们做不到。
You know, in Nepal.
在尼泊尔。
You know, when people ask us, what is our vision for our ministry in Nepal?
当人们问我们在尼泊尔的服事是什么？
I tell them our ministry is very simple.
我就告诉他们我们的服事很简单。
I mean, yes, practically we do a lot of things.
就是我们实际上做很多的事。
But really, at the end of the day, we're only just doing one thing.
那么最终其实我们只做一件事。Our
goal is to love Jesus to the fullness of what he deserves, whatever it takes and whatever it costs.
我们所做的就是把耶稣他当得的，我们完全的。
And practically, that looks a lot like washing people's feet.
在实行上就非常像是为别人洗脚。Practically,
our ministry in Nepal looks a lot like washing people's feet.
我们在尼泊尔的服事实际上就是非常像给别人洗脚。And
what that means is that we are willing to get our hands dirty.
这个意思就是我们愿意，我们情愿让我们的手脏掉。We're
willing to let our lives get messy and a little bit uncomfortable and messed up based on the people that we help's lives and their sin.
就是呢，让我们的生命，因着我们所服侍的对象，让我们身上有虚啊，有我们啊，我们会沾到啊，我们会变得啊，沾染很多的灰尘。
It means that we're willing to care and get involved with other people's problems.
就是我们真的关心其他的问题，我们也。
You see, this is interesting because this is essentially the last message that Jesus is going to give his disciples before he goes to the cross.
这其实就是耶稣上十字架之前给他的门徒的最后的教导。Right,
Jesus is about to go and die on the cross.
耶稣马上要上十字架去死。
He's got one last meal with his friends.
他跟他的朋友吃最后一顿晚餐。
Not just his disciples, his friends.
不单单是他的门徒,
He's got one last meal with them.
耶稣跟他们坐在一起。
You know, this is going to be his, like, this is my important message to tell them what's about to happen when I go to the cross.
就是他要告诉他们说我要上十字架的时候要发生什么。And
instead of giving them this like long theological explanation of what's going to happen on the cross when he dies for them,
他没有花很长的时间跟他们解释到底要在神学上会发生什么样的事情。
Or giving them this wonderful teaching about how they need to stand firm and be a witness of the gospel and not give up.
也没有跟他们讲你们要刚强，你们要福音，要为福音来做见证。
Or teaching them how to pray for the sick so the sick get healed.
或者怎么样为有病的人去祷告。
Doesn't do any of that.
都不是。
He gives them one very, very simple message.
然后给他们一个非常简单的信息。
Wash each other's feet.
要彼此洗脚。
Wash each other's feet.
要彼此洗脚。
Like, think about it. He's about to go to the cross. You would think that there would be other messages that would be more important upon Jesus' heart.
他马上要上十字架了，大家以为他一定会给他的门徒有更重要的信息。
Yet the one thing, the most important thing that Jesus wants his disciples to get before he goes to the cross is you guys should wash each other's feet.
在他上十字架之前，他要让门徒能够明白的最最重要的信息就是你们要彼此洗脚。
I think that's fascinating.
这是非常的重要。
And I think that if the church understood that a little bit more, we would look a whole lot different.
教会如果能够稍微多明白一些。 这件事情的话,
I want to pull four things out of what washing people's feet looks like and means.
在洗脚这件事情的意义上，我想讲四件事。
The first thing,
第一件事,
is choosing to go to the lowest place and willing to do the things that servants do.
那么第一件事情就是选择从最低的 走到最低的地方，在最低的位置来服侍。
You see, washing people's feet in Jewish culture,
在犹太人的传统给人洗脚,
even if you were wealthy,
甚至你, 即使你很富有,
nobody else did it for you. You did it yourself.
没有人给你洗脚, 你要自己洗。
You know, when you in Jewish culture, when you walked into somebody's house, because back then they didn't have shoes, they walked around in sandals.
在犹太的文化中, 当你到别人家里面的时候, 你是, 你是穿着, 穿着拖鞋。
The owner of the house would put some water outside.
那, 主人呢会在外面放一些水。
And you were expected to walk up to the place and wash your feet.
你应当呢到水里面自己洗脚。
In Jewish culture, it was extremely rude for somebody else to touch your feet because it was considered the dirtiest part of the body.
在犹太的文化当中，让别人给你洗脚是非常非常少有的，因为这是对人的蔑视。You didn't
even ask the slaves to do it. That's how dirty it was.
你甚至不能让奴隶为你洗脚，因为洗脚是件非常肮脏的事。
If you were to in Jewish culture, if you were to put your foot on somebody's body or touch somebody with your foot, you were saying to them that you are no better than a dog.
那在犹太的文化的传统中，如果你把你的脚放在别人的身上，你的意思就是说你甚至连狗都不如。And
yet, what does Jesus do?
但耶稣怎么做？
He goes lower than a servant.
他做了他比 仆人还要低贱,
lower than a servant for his friends.
他为了朋友, 他把他自己, 低贱到比奴隶还要低贱。
And not just his friends.
不单是他的朋友。
Look at this. It says that what? It says that when Judas, when Satan had already entered into Judas's heart.
这里面讲, 当魔鬼已经进入了犹大的心里,
that's verse 2. It says that the devil has already, Satan has already put it into Judas's heart to betray Jesus.
第二节那里说, 魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在犹大的心里。
And Jesus knows this.
耶稣知道这件事。
Because it says in the very next verse that when he knew that the Father had given all things into Jesus' hands.
下一节就说, 父已将万有交在耶稣的手里。
In other words, Jesus is aware that Judas in a couple of hours is going to betray him and he's going to go to the cross. And the Father is giving him a choice. What are you going to do?
耶稣知道在很快犹大就要卖他，他就要上十字架。父已经让他在这个时候做出选择。
You know, Jesus didn't do this unwillingly. The Father said, here is all the things in your hand. Make a choice. What do you want to do?
父已将万有交在他的手中，他要怎样做呢？
I mean, like Jesus could have stood up and be like, yo, Judas, you're going to betray me in a couple of hours. Don't do that.
耶稣可以对犹大说，你过两过过一会儿你要卖我，但是你不要这样做。
Or he could have been like, okay, Judas is going to betray me, so let's wait until he runs away and betrays me. Then I will wash all the disciples' feet.
耶稣也可以等，让犹大离开之后，他再给门徒洗脚。
Jesus doesn't do that.
但是耶稣没有那样。
Judas is in the room.
犹大就在房间里。
He gets down lower than a servant, like a dog, and washes Judas's feet.
耶稣放下自己，卑贱到连仆人都不如。
It's a lot of
为他们洗脚。
That's a lot of what we do in Nepal.
我们在尼泊尔也常常这样做。
We go to the places that nobody else wants to go.
我们去没有人要去的地方。
The dirty places that nobody else wants to go.
肮脏的没有人要去的地方。
We train our leaders to live like this.
我训练我们做领袖的弟兄姐妹要这样。
In our ministry, we have a cleaning rotation.
我们在我们的服事当中，大家轮流的打清洁。
And our biggest leaders, our main leaders, me, my wife, and the people that we've raised up and hired to be the pastors for our church, we give them the best job, the best cleaning job. Our job is to clean the toilets in our ministry.
那么我们主要的负责的同工，我。我的太太还有牧师，我们负责做清洁，是最重要的清洁的工作，就是打扫厕所。
Because we're the leaders. Because we're the leaders. I told my leaders, if you want to be the main leader of our church, if you want to be the pastor of our church, then you need to be willing to clean the toilets. So that's your job.
因为我们是领袖，如果我们是教会的领袖的话，我们就需要去扫厕所，那是我们的工作。
Because we need to be like Jesus.
因为我们要像耶稣一样。
We need to be willing to go to the lowest, 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 lowest place.
我们要情愿到最低、最低、最低、最低的地方去。
You know, most the world tells us that leaders are meant to be exalted. They're meant to be raised high up. They're meant to have privileges. But Jesus models a leadership model where he says, "I will choose the lowest place."
这个世界告诉我们说，作为领袖，你要被提高，你要高升、高升、高升到最高的位置。但是耶稣教导我们说，我们要到最低的地方。
You know, we do a lot of ministry in the slums.
我们在贫民窟有许多的服事。
No, many missionaries and people like to do ministry in the slums.
在贫民窟里面有许多许多的宣教士。
But you know, the way they do it,
他们所做的
usually,
通常
is they come into the church.
他们到教会。
They're wearing gloves because they don't want to touch any of the dirty people and the dirty things.
他们戴着手套，因为他不愿意接触任何脏的东西。
They share the gospel.
他们分享福音。
Ask if anybody wants to give their life to Jesus.
然后问有没有人要信耶稣。
And then they leave.
然后就离开。
That's not how we do it.
我们不是这样。
We went in there. We went into the slum.
我们到贫民窟去。
And I asked the pastor.
牧师们。
What do you need?
你需要做什么？
What do the people here need?
这里的人需要你们做什么？
What can we do to serve them?
我们要做的是服侍他们。
We held a service. We held a service.
我们的这些服侍。
And I had my leaders and myself, we washed the feet of every person in the church.
我和其他的带领的弟兄，我们给每一个人都洗脚。
I mean, these dirty people in the slum, we literally took a bucket of water and soap and we washed every single person's feet.
在贫民窟，这些非常非常肮脏的人，我们拿着水给他们每一个人洗脚。
I made the pastor do it.
牧师这样做。
Everybody was crying.
大家都哭了。
And then I asked the people, I said, "What do you need?"
然后我们问他们，我问他们，你们需要什么？
They said, "In the slum, we have no toilets."
那在贫民窟的人，他们没有厕所。
And I said, "We will build you toilets."
我告诉他们，我们为你们建厕所。
Now this slum is on top of the sewage of the city.
那么这个贫民窟呢，是在这个城市的排水系统的上面。
We built
排泄系统的上
面。We built almost 15 toilets. I think it's 14 actually, 14 toilets.
我们建了14个厕所。
For every toilet that we had to build, we had to dig a 6-foot circle by 8-foot deep into sewage and trash and gross stuff.It was very gross.
我们造的每一个厕所，我们都要挖一个坑，六尺长的坑，然后有八尺那么深，要经过那个排泄的系统，非常非常的肮脏。
But it was great. We were building these toilets, sharing the gospel with people. It was wonderful.
我们建了这些厕所来传福音。
About A year later,
大概一年以后,
we went back,
我们回去,
to build another toilet because they had asked us to build one more.
又再造一个厕所，因为他们希望我们再造一个厕所。
While we were building that toilet,
当我们造那个厕所的时候,
an old man came out to see us.
一个老人来见我们。
He sat down in front of us.
在他站在我们面前。
He just started crying. He just started crying.
他开始哭。
So we stopped building. We asked him what's going on.
我们停下手来问他怎么了。
He said to us, he said, you know, I'm a Hindu.
然后他对我们说，我信印度教。
He said, I'm a Hindu.
我信印度教。
And he said, 1 week ago,
一个礼拜之前,
I went to the hospital.
我进了医院。
And they diagnosed me with like a, I forget what it was some sort of weird health condition where they said he's going to die in a couple months.
那么医生诊断说我得了一种非常奇特的病，我一个月之内就要死。
And he said, we went to the, you know, the Hindus, we went to the temples asking them, can they give us money to help with some medical stuff so that we could get better?
那么我就去印度教的庙里面啊，祈求帮助，说能不能给我一点钱，使我可以得到医治。
He said, not a single one of them would help.
没有一个人愿意帮他。
He said, none of them cared.
他们不在。
His old relative, his own relative started to prepare that he was going to die, so they were trying to figure out how to divide his money and his goods and his property.
他自己的亲属因为知道他要死了，所以他们开始商量怎样分他的遗产。
And he said he was sitting in his house thinking.
他坐在家里面想。
He said he suddenly had to go to the bathroom.
他说我要上厕所。
And so he walked to the toilet that we built.
所以呢，他就来到我们要造的厕所那里。
And he was going to the bathroom, this toilet.
他上了厕所。
And he thought to himself.
他在想。
Why did these people build these toilets for us?
这些人 为什么为我们造这个厕所？
He said, whoever these guys, they built these toilets, maybe they will help me.
说这些造厕所的人，也许他们可以帮我。
If they're willing to do this dirty, dirty thing,
如果他们能够做这些这么肮脏的事，
if they care enough to come in here and build us these dirty toilets,
如果他们关心我到这个地步，他们愿意来这里造这个厕所，
then maybe they'll talk to me and listen to me.
也许他们可以听我，也听我讲话。
But he's like, but I don't know where they live, where they are.
但是我不知道他们住在哪里，他们从哪里来。
And so he said he sat in that toilet and he prayed in that toilet.
所以呢，他坐在厕所上向那个厕所祷告。
And he said, I don't know what God these people who built this toilet serve, but if you're out there, please send these people to me.
他说，他坐在那个马桶上祷告说，我不知道这些人从哪里来，但是如果你是神的话，请你让那些人到这里来。
A week later, we showed up and we were building a toilet in front of his house.
一个月一个礼拜之后，我们就到那里，在他家门口造这个厕所。
Anyway, we shared the gospel with him. He gave his life to Jesus.
我们跟他分享福音，他就信了耶稣。
And amazingly, this was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He's still alive.
这是两三年以前，非常奇特的是，到今天他还活着。
They said he was going to die in like 6 months. He's still alive. He survived COVID.
他本来是应该过一个月就会死的，但他现在还活着，甚至他抗过了疫情。
Still following the Lord.
还在跟随主。
Because we were willing to just go and do very dirty, low work and build them toilets.
因为我们愿意到降卑自己，甚至建造一个厕所。
That's the first thing.
这是第一点。
Willing to do the things that the servants do.
我们愿意做仆人应当做的事。
Are you willing?
你们愿意吗？
To do it for like not even let's just you know.Take a hold back, not even for like, you know, the poor people in Newark or the poor people in New Jersey, but are you even willing to do it for one another in your own church?
不要说为着在新泽西、在 Newark 这些穷苦的人做一些事情，但是你愿意在教会里面来彼此洗脚吗？
Are you willing to go out of the way and inconvenience yourself for one another's needs?
你愿不愿意出去放下你自己的便利，为着其他的人而做一些事情？
We have a savior that very much inconvenienced himself for a bunch of very sinful people.
我们有一个救主，他放下自己的便利，为了这些有罪的人。
That's our model.
这是我们的心。
The question is, are we following that model and doing it for one another?
我们愿不愿意跟随这个榜样来彼此服侍？
The second thing.
第二件事。
Is that you see this, that Jesus chose to be intimately involved. He chose to have a relationship with very broken people.
耶稣选择愿意和这些不配的人
He chose to develop a friendship with very broken people. Now, I know Chinese culture, okay, because I'm Chinese. That is not what we do.
我知道我们中国的文化，我们不喜欢这样。
Especially if you're a parent.
特别是父母。
Right? It's like, you know, I want to make sure that my kid hangs out with the good kids.
我希望我们的孩子跟好孩子交朋友。
Let me send them to church so they can be 乖乖小孩。
然后把我的孩子送到教会使他们可以听话。
Make sure you don't hang out with these bad children.
不要跟那些坏小孩为伍。
And yet Jesus is not like that. What did he do? He went out and he made relationships with broken people, with tax collectors, with prostitutes.
耶稣却不是这样。他来到这些破碎的人当中，来到税吏和妓女当中。
He embraced the broken people.
他拥抱这些破碎的人。You
know, one of my favorite stories in the scriptures when Jesus walks into a church and just flips everything, or walks into the synagogue and flips all the tables.
我最喜欢的故事就是耶稣来到圣殿，他把兑换银钱的人的桌子掀翻。Here's
what I love about that story.
我喜欢这个故事的这部分。If
you look a little deeper into that story,
如果你更深一点来看这个故事，all
of those tables that the people were selling stuff, they were set up in the outer court of the temple.
这些桌子呢，他们摆在圣殿的外院。Not
the inner court of the temple.
不是内院。
Now, if you know the structure of the temple a little bit, the outer court of the temple was still technically part of the temple.
如果你知道圣殿的结构的话，你知道外院仍然属于圣殿的一部分。
It was the part of the temple where all of the disabled and the broken and the foreigners and the widows and the orphans could come in and worship the Lord.
这一部分呢，就是所有破碎的人啊，孤儿、寡妇、穷人，他们可以。
You see, because those people were, you know, according to Jewish law, unclean. They couldn't come into the inner court, but they were allowed to come into the outer court.
按照犹太人的律法，这些人他们不允许他们进入内院，但是他们还是可以来到外院。But
basically, what happened was the Pharisees just decided, oh, those people aren't that important, so let's just make their place conveniently a marketplace for us.
那法利赛人他们决定，这些人是不洁净的，让他们待在外院，对我们来讲就很方便。So
when Jesus walks in and flips the temple, it's not just because, oh, you've made the church a business place. No, it's you taken the spot in the church that was supposed to be for the poor and the broken, and you decided that they're not important, and you filled it with your own stuff.
耶稣来到这里面，不单单推啊，他掀倒那些桌子，不单单因为他们在那里啊做买卖，而是因为这些他们做了一个决定，让这些。
And you love that story because if you read it, he says he flips the table, he kicks them out, and what happens immediately after that? It says that the broken and the lame and the children come to him and he heals them.
那么当他推翻这些桌子之后，接下来发生什么呢？这些破碎的人、这些瘸腿的、他们残疾的人都来到耶稣的面前。
Sometimes I wonder if our churches are still like that.
有的时候我想我们教会是不是还是过去那样。
For a little bit too clean.
有一点太干净了。
The broken people don't even want to come inside.
破碎的人根本不愿意进来。
They don't want to come in here because it's too clean, it's too sterile. Oh my gosh, we're going to feel judged by the holy people.
他们不愿意来，因为这里面太圣洁了，我来了这里会被人家论断。
And then the funny part, of course, is that, you know, not only are in here, are we a little bit too clean, we don't even go where they are.
那么有趣的是，不单单这里面啊太洁净了，让他们来了啊感到不自在，甚至我们也不到他们那里去。I
just went to a wedding in Patterson.
啊，我刚刚在啊 Patterson 那边参加了一个婚礼。And
we were trying to figure out the wedding in Patterson. We were trying to figure out like how we were going to bring food for the groomsmen.
那我们需要决定在婚礼的时候怎样把食物带过来。
And I just told them, no, it's fine. I'll just walk down the street and go buy food at the restaurant.
我说我就到外面去买，到街上去买。
And they were like, no, you should not walk outside. This place is very dangerous.
他们跟我说，你千万不能出去，这个地方非常危险。
I'm like, yo, you are all Christian. What is wrong with you?
我跟他们讲，你们都是基督徒，你们有什么毛病？
This is a great opportunity. Let's go buy food.
这是一个非常好的机会，让我们出去买食物。
We walk down the street of Patterson, we can tell people about Jesus while we're doing it.
我们在Patterson，在这个在Patterson，我们出去买食物，跟啊大家分享耶稣。
They wouldn't go.
他们不肯。
Because they were scared.
因为他们害怕。
It's not safe.
不安全。
It's dirty.
肮脏。
There's COVID out there.
外面有疫情。
And I'm like, guys, you all know Jesus. You have nothing to lose.
我跟他们讲，你们大家是信耶稣的，你们怎么这么胆小？
Worst case scenario, you get COVID and then you get upgraded to heaven.
最糟的情况就是你得了疫情，然后呢，你就升级到天上。
I'm like, realistically, come on. Worst case scenario for those people.
那对那些人，他们最糟的情形
is they die without knowing the Lord and they go to eternal fire.
他们死的时候不知道主，结果他们掉到永火。
So while you're busy worrying about being clean, your brothers and sisters out there are going to hell.
那么你们心里面想的只是干净，但是外面的人他们却可能会下地狱。
Part of our ministry in Nepal is we welcome people off the street to live with us.
我们在尼泊尔的服事就是我们欢迎外面的人到我们当中来。
We live with people who used to be prostitutes. We live with people who are still drug addicts and wrestling with drug addiction.
我们跟那些过去的妓女，还跟那些现在还在贩毒的人，我们跟他们在一起生活。
I let them hold my children who are 6 and 4 and 2, and they play with my kids.
我有一个六岁、一个四岁、一个两岁的孩子，他们的孩子就跟我的儿子一起玩。
I remember many years ago.
我记得很多年以前。
When my son was 2 years old.
当我儿子两岁的时候。
2 or 3 years old, 2 years old, 2 years old.
两岁。
We were living at that time with 9 street people.
那个时候我们跟九个在街上流浪的人住在一起。
They wanted to follow Jesus, they told us.
他们告诉我他们愿意来跟从耶稣。
They wanted to change their life around.
我们希望能够改变他们的生命。
So we prayed for them, they gave their life to Jesus, we baptized them, we said, come and live with us.
那么我们就给他们食物，我们跟他们一起，我们为他们祷告，他们信了耶稣，我就告诉他们跟我们一起生活。
And they were doing fairly well.
他们表现很好。
One of them,
其中有一个,
a married couple,
结婚了。
The husband one evening cheated on his wife.
有一天晚上那个丈夫
cheated on his wife.
骗他的妻子。
And he was hiding in our house.
他躲在房间里。
Because she said she was going to kill him.
因为他外父说他要杀了他丈夫。
And she came to our house late at night, 10 o'clock at night.
那天晚上十点钟这位那个太太来到我们家。
Banging on our door.
拼命的敲门。
Give me Anu, I need to kill him, he cheated on me.
拼命的叫我们开门，因为他骗了我，我要杀了他。
And you know, like, when you're dealing with people like this, it's not a joke. When they say they're going to kill somebody, they're going to kill somebody.
碰到这种情况的时候，你知道他们说要杀掉他，真的要杀掉他。
And this boy, he's not really a man. This boy, Anu, was like, please don't let me go outside. I don't want to die.
那个男孩是理论啊，真的他真的是像一个男孩一样，就求我们说不要开门，不要让我出去。他
我会死。I got my wife. I got my 2 year old.I had 2 other street girls and their 2 babies inside my house.
那个时候有我太太还有我儿子，另外呢还有两个流浪本来的流浪的女孩，他们还有两个孩子，我们住在一起。
And then all of a sudden,
突然间
bricks start to fly through the window of my house.
结果呢我的窗户被打碎了，很多石头打。
This girl started taking bricks and just throwing it and breaking every window in her house. She broke every window in her house.
外面那个女孩拿石头把我们的每一个窗户都打碎了。
Luckily in Nepal we have these metal grates that stop people from coming in through the windows to rob you.
那么在尼泊尔呢，每个窗户上都有金属都有金属的铁条。这样外面的人就不会破窗而入。
But you know, I went outside to try to talk to her, be like, calm down, calm down.
我在外面试图让她安静下来。
She took this like metal. I don't even know. She was like super powered by something. It was crazy. She took this giant metal door thing and then threw it at me and cut my head right here. I was bleeding everywhere.
我在外面跟那个女的讲话，那个女的手里面有一块很重很大的金属，我不知道是从哪里来的。她用那个金属打到我的头上。
And she's like, I'm gonna kill all of you.
他说我要把你们每一个人都杀死。
So I go inside and I wrap my head.
我在外面摸着我的头。
We're like shouting at our neighbors saying, go get the police.
我, 我在外面对啊我的邻居讲说不要叫警察来。
And then we hear this banging.
然后我们听到有击打的声音。
And I look down.
然后往下看的时候。
And she has a propane tank, a gas tank this big.
她拿了一个很大的那个液化罐。
And she's got it jammed into our window.
她用那个液化罐打我们的
窗户。And she's trying to break open the top of this propane tank, and she's got a lighter in her other hand, ready to blow us up.
她拿着液化罐。在啊，打在我们的窗户上，而且打拿了一个打火机，想要把那个点燃。
And I'm like, I'm gonna die tonight.
我看到我情况不好，我真的要被他炸。
I'm like, my son is gonna die tonight. Oh my goodness.
啊，我儿子也要死。
Long story short, the police came.
最后啊，警察来了。
Praise the Lord, she did not manage to break that gas cylinder and light it on fire.
感谢主，他没有把那个点燃。
They took her away.
警察把他带走。
And the next morning,
第二天早上
me and my wife went to the hospital.
我和我太太去了医院。
We paid to get her out of the hospital.
我们付了她的账单，让她能够出院。
And bought her home.
为她买了一个家。
No, she came back to my house.
啊，把她带到我们家。
She came back to my house.
Yeah, 把她带到我们家。
He said, "We forgive you."
告诉她我们赦免。
We love you.
我们爱你。
You are our sister.
你是我们的姐妹。
That was what Jesus would do.
耶稣就要这样做。
He's willing to get involved with broken people's lives.
他自己要进入到这些破碎人的生命之中。
That girl, she ended up quitting being a prostitute, married another very kind man, and moved into another village.
那这个女孩后来她啊，后来她。后来她不再吸毒，而且嫁了一个非常好的男人，现在住在另一个城市。
One of those other moms, the street mom with a baby, that was in that house at that time.
啊，当时呢还有另外一个曾经流浪的啊，女孩，她带着一个孩子，当时也住在我们家。
Her husband's in jail.
她丈夫在监狱里。
Because he's a drug addict and a thief.
因为他用毒。
He's robbed me so many times, it's ridiculous. But anyway, drug addict and thief.
他抢劫了我不知道多少次。
She eventually ran away because she was also addicted to drugs.
啊，这个女的呢，她也啊离家出走了很多次，因为啊她也啊毒品上瘾。
Her name is Anissa.
她的名字叫 Anissa.
About 3 years ago, she came back.
三年以前她又回来了。
To see us.
来看我们。
She has a five-year-old son. He's blind and mentally disabled.
啊，他有一个五岁的男孩。那这个女的呢？她眼睛失明了。
And she came to my wife.
她到我太太这里。
And she said, "I can't do this life anymore."
她说我活不下去了。
She said, "I want to die."
那我要去死。
She said, "Every evening I leave my son at home with his dad."He's a drug addict, and he's bringing over people to do drugs. I don't know what's going to happen, but then I have to go to the red light district and be a prostitute.
他说每天晚上，啊，我要把我的儿子，啊，让他跟他的父亲在一起。他的父亲也是啊用毒品，每天都有很多人他们一起用毒，啊，我呢要上到街上去做妓女。
He's like, she's like, I never know when I come home whether or not my son is still going to be alive or not.
我也不知道每次我回来的时候，我儿子是不是还活着。
Please help me.
请你们帮助我。
So my wife took her in, and we took her husband in.
啊，所以我太太就把她接到家里，我们也把她的丈夫接来。
She is now one of my wife's best friends.
她现在跟我的啊太太他们一起同工。
She's at my house in Nepal almost every day.
她在我们尼泊尔的家几乎每天都在。
She works with my wife in a company that my wife started that helps women.We've taken in to have a job.
那么他在我太太的公司里面一起做事。这个公司呢，就是帮助在尼泊尔的那些妇女，让他们有工作可以做。
Her son now has a potential future. We're looking into putting him into a school, especially for disabled people.
啊，他儿子呢，现在也有希望啊。他现在我们要把他送到学校，那个学校是为着这些残障的儿童的。
No longer a prostitute.
他不再做妓女。
No longer.Doing drugs.
不再吸毒。
She gave her life to Jesus.
她把她的生命给耶稣，交给耶稣。
And her husband, who is still wrestling with drugs, also gave his life to Jesus.
她的丈夫虽然现在还在与毒品啊斗争啊，还在啊以挣扎在毒品之中，但是她也把生命交给了耶稣。
And yes, they still struggle, and yes, they still fall into sin.
他们仍然挣扎，他们还会犯罪。
But they know that they are loved.
但是他们知道他们是被爱的。
They know that they are safe.
他们知道他们是安全。
They know
他们得救了。
That they are accepted.
他们知道他们被接纳。
They know that they're not judged.
他们知道他们不再被定罪。
And they know that they have the space to grow into the beautiful people that God wants them to be.
他们也知道今天他们有成长的空间，他们可以成为神所喜悦的。
Do you have friends? Do you have relationships with broken people?
你有没有朋友？你跟破碎的人之间有没有发生关系？
Because you should.
我们应该是这样。
Jesus calls those people his brothers.
耶稣称这些人为朋友。
Do we care?
我们关心吗？
And let's take a step back, not even just with the broken people. What about our own people here?
我们退一步讲，不要讲这些破碎的人，我们弟兄姐妹之间如何呢？
Do we care?
我们关心他们吗？
Do we ask one another, how are you doing? How can I help? How can I serve you? How can I pray for you?
我们有没有彼此问到说，你们怎么样？我怎样可以为你祷告？我可以怎样的帮助你？
Do we take the time?
我们有没有花时间？
To listen to one another's needs.
来听彼此的需求。
And go out of our way, go out of our way to meet.That need.
我们走出去来遇见那些有需要的人。
The other thing, the next point here is that Jesus was willing to get his hands dirty.
那下面一件事情就是耶稣不在意啊。
This is the last point I'll talk about, but Jesus is willing to get his hands dirty.
耶稣不在意他的手变脏。
It wasn't just, you know, I'm going to throw some money at it. It wasn't just like, you know, I'm going to.Talk to you about it and keep my distance. No. Jesus went down and got his hands dirty. He did it.
耶稣啊，不是撒钱说我把这些钱给你们，不，耶稣乃是他自己把他的手弄脏。
You know, it wasn't enough for Jesus to just be like, "Oh, I am washing you clean with the word."
耶稣不单单是说我用我的话使你们洁净。
No.
不是这样。
Jesus got down on the ground.
耶稣乃是他蹲下来
and got his hands dirty.
使他的手变脏。
It wasn't enough for him to just go, "I forgive you of all of your sins if you believe in me."
他不单单是说，只要你信我，你的罪我就得到赦免。
Nah, he physically got beaten and abused. He physically had nails put into his hand and he hung on that cross.
那是他自己那个啊。十字架是那个钉子是实实在在的钉在他的手上。
The book of James tells us that faith without works is dead.
雅各告诉我们说，没有行为的信心是死的。
We cannot be a dead church.
我们的教会不能这样。
That you know we're saved, we got into heaven on a technicality because we believed in the Lord God, but in reality our faith had no outward expression.
我们不能说我们是教会，我们主要把我们提到天上，但是在实际上我们却没有表现出来。
You know, I don't want to be the type of person who makes it up to heaven and I see Jesus and Jesus is like, "Congratulations, you believed in me, you made it, but you did nothing for me."
我们不能那样，将来我们到了天上，耶稣看见我们，称赞我们说，你信了我。
Yeah, you got in.
你进了神的国。
You got in on your faith.
你因信进入了神的国。
But it's like you got in on a technicality.
那么你从技术层面上讲，你确实进来。
You got in because of what Jesus did.
你进了神的国是因为你效法了耶稣。
And then your only response was, "Thank you for the ticket. Now I'm going to live my life."
那你对耶稣的回应是说，我现在有了天国的门票，然后我再过自己的生活。
Jesus wasn't like that.
耶稣不是这样。
He went and he got low on the ground, got his feet hands dirty.
他降卑自己，让他的手变得肮脏。
That's what we do in Nepal.
我们在尼泊尔就是这样。
We get our hands dirty.
使我们的手变得肮脏。
We go and we find the people that nobody else wants to hang out with and talk to and have a relationship with. And we say, "Hey, guess what? There's somebody who does. We do. And there's somebody else who does. Jesus does."
我们找到那些没有人愿意接触的人，我们认识他们，我们来服侍他们。
know, we during COVID, I said this yesterday. So, you know, during COVID, the entire world became so focused on themselves.
昨天我也讲过, 在疫情期间,
you know, it became all about, you know, protect yourself, protect yourself, protect yourself.
就是要保护自己, 保护自己, 保护自己。
And we as a church have been given an opportunity.
而教会呢, 则有这样的一个机会,
to do the opposite of that.
就是, 啊, 与此相反。
As the world begins to become more and more selfish and more self-centered and more self-focused, we have the opportunity to do the exact opposite, to be like Jesus.
当这个世界变得越来越关注自我, 越来越, 啊, 注重自我, 保护自我的时候, 教会要做的正好是相反, 像耶稣一样。
During the pandemic, you know, we delivered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of relief packages to people.
在疫情期间, 我们将, 啊, 成千上百的, 啊, 的, 啊, 资助包送出去。
We had the opportunity to go and deliver relief packages to a group of people called the Rohingya.
我们, 啊, 把许多的这样的资助包交给, 我看, people.
The Rohingya. Okay, they're Burmese refugees that are Muslim.
啊, 就是那些, 啊, 穆斯林的难民。
They're the probably the most persecuted people group in the world right now.
他们可能是这个世界上最受逼迫的人。
Burma doesn't want them, Bangladesh doesn't want them, Nepal doesn't want them, and the UN refuses to recognize that they are a people group.
孟加拉不要他们。 尼泊尔不叫他们, 而联合国甚至也不帮助。
And so they're scattered all across Southeast Asia right now with nobody to take care of them.
他们在东南亚那边, 啊, 散居着, 没有人来帮助他们。
When COVID hit,
当疫情来的时候,
the UN and the Nepali government, they decided that the refugee camp, where there's about 300 families there, the refugee camp, they just decided, let's just lock them in there.
那么当疫情来的时候, 联合国和尼泊尔的 政府决定那边, 啊, 他们的难民营大概有, 啊, 300?
Yeah, about 300. There's two camps, and each camp is about 150.
Okay, 有两个那样的难民营, 每个难民营大概有150个家庭, 他们就决定把他们封锁起来。
Just lock them in there.
就把他们封锁。
They put barricades around their whole camp and said, you cannot leave.
就在难民营周围, 啊, 放了, 啊, 封锁, 让他们,
Now, their condition in the camp is already pretty bad. They don't have running water, they don't have electricity. And now they cannot even go out to get food. They just got to live off whatever they have inside the camp.
他们只能在难民营里面这样的, 啊, 他们有什么只能,
After about 2 months, they were starving.
两个月之后,
they were pulling roots out of the ground and eating roots.
啊, 他们只能吃, 啊, 植物的根, 草根,
and nobody would help them.
没有人帮助,
because everyone knew that there was COVID in the camp and people were dying in these camps because of COVID.
因为大家都知道他们得了疫情, 啊, 啊, 难民营的人也因着疫情而正在死亡。
It took us two weeks to petition the government and the UN to give us permission to drop off food.
啊, 我们花了整整两个礼拜的时间请求政府和联合国允许我们进去。
And when we were told to go, when we asked them over and over again to bring them food, they said, why would you go? Those people don't care about you. They're worth nothing. Just let them die.
啊, 我们真的是求他们得到这样的允许, 但是他们说, 你们去做什么? 让他们自己去死好了。
Said, if you go in there, you'll get COVID, and then you will die, then you'll die. Why would you do that?
如果你们去了, 你们得了疫情, 你们会死, 你们去那里干嘛?
And no matter how much we explained to these government officials, they would not listen. But finally, after 2 weeks, they gave us permission.
无论我们怎么解释，他们都不听。最后过了两个礼拜，他们才给，才允许我们去。
We went and we dropped off food there enough for 3 months for them.
我们去了，带了三个月的食物。
I tell you this because the entire world is becoming more and more and more self-centered.
跟大家讲这些，就是整个世界都变得越来越以自我为中心。
Our number one priority is ourselves now.
我们现在的最关注的就是我们自己。
And yet that was not Jesus's number one priority.
但是这不是耶稣他最关心的。
And that should not be the number one priority of the church.
也不应当是教会啊最关心的。
Our number one priority.
我们最关注的。
Because we have heaven, we have eternity, you know, secure.
因为我们有天国, 我们有永远的保障。
Our number one priority
我们最重要的,
should not be self-preservation.
不是以自我为中心。
It should be how can I love people?
而是爱人。
So that they can experience the love of Jesus.
让他们可以经历耶稣的爱。
And it's not good enough to just preach that.
单单靠嘴巴来传讲是不够的。
We need to actively do something.
我们要积极地做一些事。
We need to actively go and wash people's feet.
我们要积极地去为别人洗脚。
We need to go find the people that nobody else wants to talk to and nobody else wants to hang out with and nobody else wants to help.
我们要出去找那些没有人关注、没有人在意的人、没有人帮助的人。
And we need to say, we're here. Jesus is here.
告诉他们说，我们在这里，耶稣在这里。
What do you need?
你需要什么？
What do you need?
你需要什么？
How can we pray for you?
我们可以怎样为你祷告？
How can we help you?
我们怎样来帮助你？
How can we be your friend?
我们怎样成为你的朋友？
Because Jesus is your friend.
因为耶稣是你的朋友。
Amen?
同意吗？
I'm going to do something very strange.
我会做很奇，做一件很奇怪的事。
Because at the end of this passage here, Jesus says something.
因为在这节经文最后，耶稣做了一件事。
He says, as I have done for you,
他说，就像我向你们所做的。
Now do for one another and for others.
你们也要彼此这样做。
As I've done for you, now you don't have an excuse.
因为我这样向你们做，你们没有借口不做。
You must go and do this to other people.
你们必须向他人也这样做。
So I'm going to ask Pastor Joe to come up here for a second, actually.
我请耀宗过来。
Can you come up here for one second? I'm going to do something on the screen. Dad, can you bring that? I'm going to just wash your feet.
我要给你洗脚。
For real, I'm going to wash your feet. And the reason why I'm doing this is very simple.
真的洗，我们这样做的原因很简单。
If I could, I would wash everyone's feet. We don't have time for that. But you're the pastor, so sit, please sit. And you're not the pastor? Who's the pastor? Doesn't matter, I'm going to wash your feet anyway.
Father, too.
Oh, that's okay, I'm going to wash his feet too. It's fine. But I'm going to wash your feet, since you're up here now. And you're the one who's contacting me. So, the reason why
is
very simple.
很简单。
We're going to use you as representative of everybody in this church.
你就代表这个教会的每一个人。
As I am doing for you, I'm going to ask your church, go and do this for the people of New York.
我这样为你洗脚，我请大家，这个教会为 Newark 的人洗脚，为新泽西的人洗脚。
You know, I know that you know people like expect missionary sharing, they expect missionaries to come and to be like, oh, look at all the cool things I did, give me your money. I really don't need your money.
我知道许多人看到了宣教士就说，哦，我们需要在财务上来支持这些宣教士，我真的不需要大家。
Money is not that important.
这财务真的不重要。
Jesus is coming back pretty soon anyway.
反正耶稣很快就回来了。
What is important though?
重要的是
is that so there's a whole lot of people in New Jersey who need you guys to go out there and tell them about Jesus.
而是新泽西有许许多的人等着你们出去来告诉他们耶稣。
And so I'm going to wash my brother's feet today.
我今天为他洗脚。
And I'm going to tell you guys, as you know, I am doing for you, as a brother in Christ I'm doing for you, go and do this for the people here. You have no excuse.
作为一个弟兄，我给他洗脚，也请大家出去给人洗脚，让你们没有借口不给他们洗脚。
In this week, I encourage you.
所以我鼓励大家
This week,
这周
find somebody on the street and talk to them.
找到在街上找到一些人跟他们说话。
They're not hard to find. If you go to New York City, I guarantee you at least one person will come up to you and ask you for money.
真的，找到这样的人不难。如果你去纽约的话，一定会有一个人来找你要钱。
Don't just, you know, give them a dollar. Don't just be like, ah, stay away from me. No. Shake their hand and say, hey, Jesus cares about you and loves you.
不要就是给他一块钱，不上去握住他的手，告诉他耶稣关心你，耶稣爱你。
I encourage you today, find somebody who you don't know very well inside of this church, because I guarantee you there's somebody in this church that you maybe don't know so well. Call them, phone them, message them, email them, text them, whatever, and say, how are you doing? How can I pray for you?
我鼓励大家今天在教会里面找到一个你所不熟悉的人，我相信你一定能够找到，给他发短信，给他打电话，问候他你怎么样。
If you're going to school,
如果你去学校,
I guarantee you there's some person in your school that nobody wants to be friends with.
我告诉你，在学校你一定能够找到一个人，没有人愿意跟他交朋友。
Go be friends with them.
跟他做朋友。
Go be friends with them.
去做他的朋友。
Go find them and be like, hey, how can I be your friend today?
跟他讲说，我怎么能够成为你的朋友。
Ask one another on a regular basis.Just call somebody this week and be like, how can I help you? Is there something in your house that I can clean for you? Is there some gardening I can do for you? Whatever.
你要常常这样做，给弟兄姐妹打电话，问他说，我怎么样能够来帮助你？需不需要我到你们家帮你收拾你的园子？
Jesus thought this was important enough that it was the last message he gave before he went to the cross.
耶稣所做的是非常重要的，这是他上十字架之前他讲的最后一个信息。
So let's do this for one another.
让我们彼此这样来做。
Yeah, you could bring the brother here instead. That's fine too.
Father Chu, come here.
But, okay. Your feet are already pretty clean. But his feet here are pretty clean already.
弟兄的脚已经很干净了。
Some of the feet we wash in Nepal are not that clean.
在尼泊尔洗脚的时候。
We wash our feet one time, the entire water is brown.
在那边洗一个脚，那整盆的水都变成黄色的。
But the point is, you know, there are people out there who, you know, their spiritual feet are not very clean.
我要讲的是，外面有许多人，他们灵里面的脚。
It's our responsibility to go and wash them.
我们的责任是为他们洗脚。
So that they can experience Jesus' blood washing them clean up their sin.
他们可以经历耶稣的血洁净了他们。
Amen.
同意。
Amen. Now, I'm going to pray briefly, but then I know our brother said you wanted to open it up for people to ask me questions briefly, right? I don't know if there's time for that, but we'll see.
弟兄，请我留一段时间解答大家的问题。
Daniel, are you there? You want to
train? 需要英文的翻译。
Oh, this is so fun. It's like talking into the ether.
因为时间关系哦，所以。今天比较早，所以可以有问题解答。那我就抛砖引玉一下。
So because the time is available, we have opening question session.
我想请问一下那个 Cram， 就是因为疫情的关系，所以我们教会现在都在网路上祷告，所以人数参加很多，但是呢。我们怎么样在这祷告当中怎么样来平衡我们的祷告因为花很多时间都是为肢体为个人不论是找工作找什么等等等的事情祷告所以教会本身神怎么带领好像这个重点好像不是一样，我不知道怎么样。您有什么看见
？So in the pandemic, we have a lot of prayers separately from online and also in person. But we spend a lot of time praying for individuals' need, looking for job, healing the sickness, and for your own personal need. So from your opinion, how should we balance our prayers as a church group?
Mm-hmm. I mean, first off, the fact that you're praying is great.
首先, 大家的祷告非常的好。
And being aware of one another's needs and praying for one another's needs, that's already the first step.
那么知道彼此的需要, 并且为此代祷, 这是, 已经是走了第一步。
You know, the other thing for us, you know, even in Nepal, the last 2 years, we spent a lot of time praying for the world.
过去的两年, 特别在尼泊尔, 我们为这个世界有许多的祷告。
It's not hard. You just turn on your news and watch the news for 10 minutes and you'll find at least a bunch of things that need prayer for.
如果你打开你的手机, 只要看10分钟的手机, 你就知道这个世界上有许多许多的事情需要祷告。
Right now, Afghanistan needs a ton of prayer. We have brothers and sisters in Nepal right now that are praying once a week for Afghanistan.
在尼泊尔,我们有些弟兄姐妹每周都有一次为阿富汗的祷告。
And yeah, I mean, that would be the first thing I would tell you to do, is to look at the news and just start praying for all the stuff that's happening in the world.
那我说的第一件事情就是大家看看新闻,然后为这个世界祷告。
The second thing I would encourage you to do
第二件,
is to ask your missionaries what they need prayer for.
就是问你们的宣教士有什么需要祷告的。
You know, what's really shocking to me is, you know, like, you know, I serve in Nepal, and I honestly cannot remember the last time a church asked us what we needed prayer for.
真的可能大家很震惊,我在尼泊尔宣教,我都不记得上一次教会什么时候问我需要祷告。
Like, before coming back here. Like, once we come back here, everyone asks us what we need prayer for. But, you know, when we're over there, I don't hear from anybody.
我说的是在我回来之前,那在我回来之后,当然大家都问我有什么需要祷告的,我说的是,但是我在尼泊尔的时候,没有人问我们。
But, you know, when we do, it's really cool. Like, I have friends in Hong Kong who occasionally they'll send me a message being like, hey, I want to like Skype call you. I want to FaceTime you or whatever so that I can pray for you.
如果我们能够这样做的话,那是非常的非常的好。我在香港有朋友,有的时候他会跟我联系说,我们可不可以在网上见一次面,然后我们一起祷告。
And so that's the two things I would say, you know, like, find people who are willing to bring in stuff from the world, bring in news from the world and say, this is a situation that's happening in the world right now. We just need to pray about this situation together. And the second thing is actively message and call and reach out to your missionaries, because I guarantee you all of them need prayer.
我说的就是这样两件事情。第一件事情是我们能够了解这个世界，我们可以为这个世界的各样的事情祷告。第二件事情呢，就是主动的去问那些宣教士，他们有什么需要代祷的事项。The
key is always being intentional.
重要的是我们要有这样的心。If
we don't ask, then you don't know.
如果我们不问，我们就不知道。And
the other thing is to actually believe that your prayers work.
那第三件事情就是祷告,
believe that they work.
相信我们的祷告是有功效的。
You know, like when you pray, you actually believe that you're going to see what's going to happen.
我们祷告的时候你要相信, 会要发生, 有事情要发生。
You know, like during the pandemic, we couldn't go anywhere.
疫情期间我们没有地方可以去。
We were also stuck in the city.
我们被锁在城市里。
And we got a call from one of the churches that we've helped start in the village.
有一次呢,我们帮助建立的一个教会给我们打电话。
That there was a young lady who was crazy, like sick and dying and demon possessed.
有一个年轻的女子,她因为鬼附,她病得非常严重,甚至要死了。
Paralyzed, not able to move, and would just lay down, just screaming.
瘫痪了,不能移动,只能躺在那里面喊叫。
And they had bought her to, like, you know, the pastor there, the church there, to ask the church to pray for her.
他们把他带到当地的教会，请教会为他祷告。
But unfortunately, the pastor of that church was actually at our house in the city and was locked down in the city with us and couldn't go back.
那很不巧的是呢，那个教会的牧师正好在我们的城市，而我们的城市现在 关闭了，她不能回去。
And so they said, it's okay, we will go and call a witch doctor to come and heal her.
他们说我们会啊找医生来医治你的病。
And we were like, no, don't do that.
我们说不要这样做。
We'll make it worse, don't do it.
啊，不要这样做。
And they said, no, we're going to call a witch doctor.
我们会彼此相助。
So we held a prayer meeting in our prayer room.
我们就在我们的祷告室里面祷告。
To just worship and pray that she would get healed and they would not need to call this witch doctor.
我们在那里敬拜神，祷告说不需要医生去医治她。
And at 8 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, we called them.
啊，七点钟的时候，我们打电话回去。
Said we're starting a prayer meeting for you. Don't call the witch doctor.
啊，说我们开始祷告，我们要开始祷告，为你祷告，不要叫巫医。
And they said, oh, the witch doctor arrived 10 minutes ago. He's getting ready.
他说啊，已经那个巫医已经来了，他要就要来看病。
He said, don't pray for us.
他说不用为我们祷告。
We said, no, we're gonna pray for you. Don't let the witch doctor do it.
我们跟他讲说，我们要为你祷告，不要找那个巫医来看病。
And they hung up on us and they started doing their witchcraft.
然后呢，他们放下电话，他们还是找那个医生。
And we started worshiping and praying in our prayer room.
我们就开始在祷告室里面敬拜神，我们开始祷告。
2 hours later, we get a phone call.
2个小时以后，我们得到电话。
We said, What happened?
说怎么样了？发生什么事
？They said the witch doctor started doing his witchcraft.
他说那个巫医开始了啊，给他治病。
And then all of a sudden,
突然呢
，he fell down on the ground.
他倒在地上。
And passed out, unconscious.
那个巫医倒在地上，失去知觉就死。
And just started shaking.
开始发抖。
For 30 minutes.
抖了30分钟。
And then he got up.
然后他站起来。
And he looked at his family.
看着他的家。
He said, "I cannot be here. I cannot be here."
啊，他说我不能再待下去。
There is a power greater than my power here.
啊，这里有一个比我更大的力量。
Never call me here again.
不要再叫我来。
I'm leaving.
我走。
Picked up all his stuff and ran away.
拿着他所有东西就跑。
And they said, "You can pray for us."
然后他们对我们说，你们可以为我们祷告。
So we prayed for her over the phone, and she got delivered like right instantaneously, right there.
然后我们就为她祷告，她马上立刻就得了医治。
Her and her family gave their life to Jesus.
她和她的家都把生命交给耶稣。
And now they're planning on starting a church in another village.
然后在另外一个村庄开始建立教会。
So believe that prayer works, and it's not like we're just praying to you, Lord. Maybe you'll hear us. No, it works.
我们要相信祷告是有功效的，不要只说有口无心的祷告。你们要相信祷告是有功效的。
And the cool part is, if you believe that prayer works, and then you see it work, then it makes you pray more.
那更美的是，你相信祷告是有功效的，你看见了功效，你就更愿意祷告。
And it doesn't matter if you're locked down in a pandemic in your room.
啊，即使在疫情之中，你被锁在家里面都没有关系。
Like we were locked down in Kathmandu. This was 200 miles away that this was happening.
我们被锁在那个城市里面，而这件事情是在200英里之外。
But 200 miles away from us, this woman got delivered while we were praying for her in Kathmandu.
200英里之外，当我们祷告的时候，她就得了释放。
Distance is nothing for God.
在神没有难成的事。
Amen. Cool. Does that answer your question? Kind of. Yes. Maybe. No. I don't know.
可以问个问题吗？
Yeah. Yes.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
It can hear?
Yes.
Okay, that's better. Okay, number one is when or how is the first time you was calling to be become a missionary?
Oh, that's a long
okay,
story.
This is the first question. Second question is we as you know, we have so many need. We have church inside the need, you know, take care of brother, and also maybe overseas have the other need. Mm-hmm. How did you know that you have burden to, you know, serve the overseas as a missionary and also in Nepal?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the answer to that question is a very, very, very long answer. I never wanted to be a missionary, funnily enough. I was at university. I actually went to the University of St. Andrews. If you don't know where St. Andrews is, it's in Scotland. It's where Prince William went to school.
Okay. So, 夏慧敏姐妹问了两个问题。第一个问题是说，你怎么成为一个宣教士的？弟兄回答说，那这个说来话长，那是他上大学的时候是在苏格兰的 St. Andrew University。 如果你不知道那个学校的话，那么你应该知道威廉王子他上的就是那个学校。
So I went to the same school as Prince William.
我跟他上同一个学校。
And while I was there, I was part of a student prayer movement.
我在那个学校的时候，我参加了学生的祷告运动。
And I never wanted to be a missionary. I just wanted to do what God told me to do.
And
near the end of my time at my university,
我在大学要结束的时候,
I didn't know what I was going to do with my life.
我不知道我这一辈子要做什么。
I knew that I didn't want to just come back to America and get a job and do that life. I made a decision that like I would at least do something to serve the Lord before I came back to America to get a job.
我虽然不知道，但是我知道我不想要毕业以后回到美国找一个工作，就这样的过一辈子。我想要在我回美国之前，我要做一些事。
I wanted to give my like first couple years after university, at least a year after university, I wanted to give it to the Lord and just say, God, you can do what you want.
那我当时的想法是说，至少我毕业之后有一年把这个时间交给主，让他做，让我无论让我做什么事，我都去做。
Through a series of events, an opportunity opened for me to go to Nepal.
那么经过了一系列的事情之后，像去尼泊尔这座门就打开了。
Basically, a missionary from Nepal had come to our university, came to a worship event that I was leading worship at, and was so touched that he told me, can you come to Nepal to lead worship?
实际上是呢，有一个从尼泊尔来的宣教士来参加我们的聚会，那天是我带敬拜，那个聚会结束之后，他就问我说，你要不要到尼泊尔去带敬拜？
And so I prayed, and I told God that if you want me to take this opportunity and go to Nepal to see what you have there, then you need to make sure that I'm gonna have enough money, make sure that I have a place to stay. You need to make sure that I have something to do because I don't want to just go there and be a tourist. And do a miracle and make it abundantly clear that I'm supposed to go there.
我跟神祷告说，如果这是你让我去的话，那么需要为我预备机会，你让我能够有钱买机票，让我到那边之后，我知道有事情做，而不是在那里闲着没有事情做。
To make a very long story short, God answered all four of those things in 2 weeks.
长话短说，神在两周之内就回应了我所有这些要求。
Within a week, that missionary messaged me back and said, my roommate just left. If you want to come to Nepal, you can have a place to stay. You can live in my house.
然后那个宣教士两个礼拜就发短信给我说，我的室友离开了。如果你要到尼泊尔来的话，你可以和我住在一起。So
now I have a place to stay.
所以我有待的地方。
That the next week, two different people came up to me. They opened their wallet and they gave me all the money in their wallet saying, I don't know why, but I feel like God told me to give you all my money and to tell you to never worry about money.
又过了一周，有两个人跟我讲，他说我愿意把钱给你，我也不知道为什么，但是我愿意把我钱包里的钱都给你。
And so they literally emptied out their wallet and just gave me all their money. And I was like, oh, okay, and I guess God doesn't want me to worry about money. And so I don't worry about money.
他们把钱包里的全数的都给了我，那我就拿了，我说我现在也有钱了。
And both the other ones got answered as well. I don't have time to talk about it, but they're very crazy. But anyway, I ended up having an opportunity to go to Nepal and volunteer with another missions organization.
最终结果呢，就是我到了尼泊尔，我在那里和另外两个宣教士有机会跟他们一起工作。
This is kind of fun. So when I was, let me just put it this way. When I was 13 years old, I got saved in Philadelphia because a little boy was singing, Here I Am to Worship. And I was so touched that I gave my life to Jesus.
我是13岁的时候在费城那边参加一次聚会，有一个唱诗歌的时候，非常让我心非常感动，我那个时候就信主。
So he was singing the song, Here I Am to Worship. I don't know if you know it, but it's a
worship song. 他唱的那首诗歌是我来敬拜。
And 10 years later, I'm 23 years old now, I'm in Nepal. I go to this children's home. On the second day I arrive in Nepal, I go to this children's home and for a worship evening with all of these Nepali children who do not speak English.
非常有意思的是，十年之后，我23岁的时候到了尼泊尔参加他们一个 儿童的聚会，他们在那里敬拜。
And these kids are singing songs.
这些孩子们在唱诗歌。
And I was, you know, praying like, okay, I don't really want to stay in this country. Like, do you want me to stay here, God? What do you want me to do?
啊，他们唱诗歌，这些孩子他们不懂英文。我在那里面想。我来这里做什么？
Now,
这不是我要来的地方。
Now remember, none of these kids speak English at all.
这些孩子他们没有一个人会讲英文。
And out of nowhere, three of these children start to sing in perfect English, Here I Am to Worship, which is the worst song that I gave my life to, Lord.
结果不可思议的是，这些孩子当中有三个孩子突然用英文来唱这首诗歌，就是我来敬拜你。
They do not speak English.
他们不会讲英文。
They had never heard that song before in their life.
他们这一辈子之前从来没有听过这首歌。
And out of nowhere, they just started singing it.
但是他们突然之间就开始唱。
And I just started crying, and I knew that God said I'm supposed to be here.
那我就马上知道我应该，这是我来的，这是我要来的地方。
And so then I went out and started making relationships with the people on the street.
我开始出去结交街上的人。
And then they became my friends, and they became my brothers, and now.You know, I don't see missionary work as work. I see it as, you know, those people there that we are living with and serving with, that's my family.
然后我就出去结交这些朋友，我们成为朋友，我们成为弟兄姐妹，我们一同敬拜。我不是把宣教士的工作当成工作，而是这是我的生活。
You know, we have a children's home. We have 15 kids in it. Those are not just like orphans that we take care of. Those are my kids.
那我们也有一个儿童之家在我们家，但这些孩子他们不是孤儿，他们就是我们的孩子。我们在住在一起。
I have three kids of my own, and all three of my kids, they're best friends, or they don't even call them their friends, they just call them our sathis, our brothers and sisters, are the kids in our children's home.
啊，我自己也有三个孩子，他跟其他的孩子，他们不是之间，他们不是朋友，而是他们就是。他们就是我们的孩子，他们就是弟兄姐妹。
They don't see like any difference between. They're like for them, it's like these are our brothers. Like,
对他们来讲没有任何的区别，他们就是彼此之间就是弟兄。
Because they're my family, and so I don't know if that answers your question, but that's kind of how I ended up in Nepal. So I wouldn't say that I got like this calling, like go abroad. No, it was more I just followed the Lord and said, God, use me, do something, use me, and then whatever opportunity came, I took it.
我不知道有没有回答你的问题。我就是这样成为一个宣教士。我不是有一个非常高的呼召，我就是有一个心愿意去做神让我去做的事情。
And every day there are opportunities.
每一天都有机会。
Like I just told our brothers yesterday night in when I was in New York just two three weeks ago, I was in New York and hanging out with one of my friends from Hong Kong, and we had a homeless guy come up and.Ask us for money, and then we ended up just praying for him in the middle of the street.
我昨天也跟大家讲，大概两三个礼拜之前，我们跟一个从香港来的朋友，我们在纽约吃饭的时候，就有一个要饭的到我们跟前。
Every time I go to New York City, I try to go to McDonald's because there's always homeless people sitting outside of McDonald's, and then I always try to buy them food and eat with them.
每次我到纽约的时候，我都知道街上有那些讨饭的，那我都会给他们买一些食物。
Like a lot of people are like, I need to wait for the call to go serve the Lord. No, you don't need to wait for the call. There's so much need out there. Just start.
很多人都说哈，我要等神来呼召我，不是这样的。其实外面有许许多的需要，我们就是出去。
Go and find it. Go and find the need.
你一定能够发现，一定能够找到。
Does that make sense? Yes. Okay. Cool. You had a question as well.
Okay. 你和你太太是怎么认识的？
Oh, that's also a very long story. Oh my goodness. I'm going to give you the short version of this story. My wife came to Nepal. So I've been in Nepal for 9 years. My wife has been there for 7 years.
Okay. 我在尼泊尔九年，我太太在那里七年。
My mom was extremely concerned. My dad was, I think, was maybe less concerned. But my mom was extremely concerned that she was never going to have grandchildren.
我妈非常非常的担心。
Right?
我爸爸可能有一些担心，他们恐怕没有孙子了。
I think my mom was probably thinking, what person would marry this crazy son of mine?
我妈可能想说，什么样的人会嫁给这个疯子？
But no, so my wife was on a mission trip called the World Race.
那我太太呢？她正好参加一个宣教。
And the World Race is super fun. You go to 11 countries in 11 months.
Okay, 叫做 World Race. 那这是一个非常 你十一个月期间，你要经历十一个国家。
And the ninth country on her mission trip was Nepal.
那她去的第九个国家就是尼泊尔。
And I was in charge of leading her team when they were in Nepal.
啊，他们在尼泊尔的时候，我负责带他们的团队。
That's the short version of the story.
这是这个故事的简短的版本。
But yes, we met when she was on that trip.
那么是她她这个短宣的时候，我们认识的。
She's the opposite of me. She grew up from a very young age, always dreaming of being a missionary.
她跟我成长的环境是完全相反。她从小就想成为一个宣教士。
She's Canadian. She was a professional hairdresser in Ottawa.
她是一个加拿大人，她在渥太华是一个这个美发师。
Like she was cutting hair for like very rich people. It's crazy.
她的手艺非常的好。
And then she quit that job, went on the mission field. When she came to Nepal, she met a woman in Nepal whose ministry is teaching women that she's rescued how to cut hair.
OK, 那他这宣教时候到了尼泊尔，他认识了一个姊妹，那个姊妹我。
She met a Nepali woman whose vision is to teach women how to cut hair.
OK,
他
遇到了。
So that she can rescue them.
他在那里遇到了一个姐妹，那个姐妹的意向就是呢，借着为这些妇女理发而跟他们传福音来拯救他们。
So she decided to come back and serve with.This woman.
那么他就决定之后又回去跟那个姐妹一同服侍。
And okay, this is where it gets a little bit weird. So during that time, she heard the audible voice of God tell her that we were going to be married.
那么在这次的时候，她听到神亲自对她说话，要嫁给他。
She did not tell me this.
他没有告诉我。
And she said, if God wants this to happen, then God will make it happen. I will not do anything to help make it happen.
他说，如果神要成就这件事情，他就会成就这件事情，我不需要做任何事。
Meanwhile, I started to like fall in love with her.
而我呢，开始爱她。
So I was going to ask her on a date.
我要跟她约会。
And God told me, do not ask her on a date.
神却跟我讲，不要跟她约会。不要请他跟你约会。
The Lord told me to just directly go and propose to her.
神告诉我直接跟他求婚。
So my poor parents actually did not meet my. I'll get to that. My poor parents did not meet my wife until we were married. So it's a bit crazy. So you know, I told God like, "What are you doing? This is gonna be crazy. She's gonna think I'm this crazy, creepy person who's just gonna propose to her." But I've gotten into the habit that if God tells me to do something, I do it.
OK, 那我父母真的很可怜，他们一直到我们结婚都没有见过他。那我呢？我要跟他求婚，我想大家一定会觉得，我自己也觉得很疯狂 ，Jenny 也会觉得我很疯狂。见面了就跟他求婚，但是呢，因为神叫我这样做，所以我就这样做。
And so, long story short, I proposed to her.
长话短说，我就跟她求婚。
And amazingly, she looked at me and she said, "I knew we were already going to get married, so yes."
非常惊奇的是，她看着我说，我知道要嫁给你，她就同意了。
I'd only known her for 2 months. I'd only known her for 2 months.
我认识她只有两个月。
And so we were engaged.
所以我们就订婚了。
I called my parents and I told them, "Ha ha, because you know I thought she was going to say no, so I was just like, I don't need to tell my parents. This is they're going to think I'm crazy." But then you know she said yes, so then I called my parents. They're like, "Yeah, so I asked the girl."
然后我就打电话通知我的父母。本来我以为他会拒绝，但是他竟然同意了，所以我就告诉我的父母。
I'm not exactly sure what my parents thought about that, but they're okay with it now.
我觉得在这件事上很亏欠我的父母，但是他们现在。完全接受。
My parents have a lot of grace for me.
他们对我真的非常的仁慈。
And so yeah, so we were engaged. 2 months later, we flew to Canada.
我们就订婚了两个月之后，我们飞到加拿大。
And then because of legal things.
因为要经过一些法律手续。
We wanted to originally get married in Nepal, but then because of legal things, we realized we could not get married in Nepal. So then we just decided, let's get married in Canada. And then because of other legal things, we had to have a wedding ceremony in Canada. So then 2 months later, we just decided, let's just get married.
因为这些法律程序我们不能在尼泊尔结婚，我们要到加拿大登记，但是因为一些程序的问题，我们只能在加拿大结婚，所以我们就决定去加拿大。
So we got married in Canada after 2 months.
所以呢，我们在加拿大结婚，在那里停留了两个月。
That was the first time I met her family.
第一次见到她的家庭。
And then after a month,
一个月之后
，I flew to New Jersey.
我们又到飞到新泽西。
And that was the first time my parents met Jenny.
那是我父母第一次见到 Jenny.
And then we were in America for I think like a month or something like that, right?
我们在美国待了大概一个月。
And at the end of that time, my wife got pregnant with our first boy.
这段时间结束之后，她就怀孕了，怀了第一个孩儿。
So
第一个。
Very, very, very fast.
But 一切进行的非常迅速。
But it was right, like God was hand was on it, and it would not have happened any other way.
这一切都是神自己做成的。
And now we have 3 boys.
现在我们有三个儿子。
Who are super hyper.
他们 super hyper.
They're super hyper. They're so crazy.
他们非常非常的开朗。
Any other questions? That's the short version. There's a whole lot of other crazy stuff that happened in that situation, but I don't have time to tell the full version of that story.
这只是非常简短的版本。其实这里面的故事非常非常非常多。
If anybody has any other questions, you can go ahead. Or...
Alright. 我想问一个问题。
Okay, I have a question.
请问您我们在住在纽泽西。
So as you live in New Jersey?
我们如何能够像耶稣一样？你有没有什么建议，就是说，让我们能够像耶稣一样，宁可让我们的手 get dirty。
I didn't hear that.
没听到你讲什么。
What we can do to make our hands dirty?
Yes. What we can do to make our hands dirty? There are many things that you can do to make your hands dirty.
我们可以有很多事情。让我们的手变脏。
Couple of things I would recommend is, you know, there are places in New Jersey that people don't want to go that are unsafe.
其中有一件事情就是新泽西有一些没有人愿意去的地方，那里面很危险。
Go there.
去。
You have nothing to lose. Go there.
如果你们没有不知道做什么别的事情，就到那里去。
Go there and make friends there.
到那里去结交朋友。
You know, There are, as a church, there are churches in those areas that are doing this kind of work.
就是那里面有教会，他们在这样做。
Make friends with those churches.
和这些教会成为朋友。
Partner with those churches.
跟他们一起做工。
We live next to New York City.
纽约离我们也很近。
It is not hard in New York City to find need.
到纽约去的话，很容易就能够看到各种需要。
How many of you like people go? How many of you guys go to not right now, obviously, but like before the pandemic, would go to Flushing to eat really, really good food?
疫情之前有多少人到法拉盛去享受美食
？If you walk down the street of Flushing,
如果你在法拉盛的街上
，there are so many people who have needs.
有许多许多有需要的人。
You know, not even that though. You know, as you're out, I went out for dinner in Parsippany with a friend of mine.
在 Parsippany.
Last time I was here, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I went out.
两年以前，我在 Parsippany 和一个朋友吃饭。
And we were just eating dinner.
我们一起吃晚饭。
And I noticed that the waitress that was serving us looked a little bit sad.
我注意到那个服务生，他看上去。不太开心。
And so when it came time to pay, all I did was I looked at the waitress and said, "Hey, I noticed that you know today, while you've been serving us, you look like you were a bit sad. What's going on?"
那么当我们付钱的时候，我就跟他说，今天晚上你看上去好像 有一点啊不开心啊，到底有什么事情？
And she was embarrassed. She's like, "No, no, no, I'm fine, I'm doing great."
她很尴尬，就说没事没事，我很好。
And I looked at her and said, "No, no, no. You know, I'm going to say something. I'm a Christian, and I believe that Jesus cares about you, and you know, I care about you. So I'm genuinely asking you, how are you doing? Like, I want to pray for you. How can we, you know, help you today?"
我就跟她说，我是一个基督徒，我关心你，我愿意。为你祷告，告诉我们说，我们可以怎样为你祷告。
And this lady just broke down and started crying.
啊，那么这位女士就开始哭。
Her daughter had just lost her job. She was in the middle of a divorce, etc. All these problems in her life.
她女儿刚刚失业，她也正在跟她的丈夫离婚，等等，有很多的事情。
And what's crazy, she actually grew up in the church.
她其实是在教会长大。
But then she had never gone back to church after she went to college.
但是呢，她上了大学之后就再也没有回到教会。
And so, you know, right in the middle of the restaurant, she's crying. Her manager comes over. I asked her manager, I'm like, "Hey, I'm sorry. You know, this is my fault. I'll give you extra money if it's okay. But, you know, can we take her outside for 5 minutes and just pray for her?"
那么她就在餐馆里面，她就哭起来了。然后她的甚至她的老板都来了。那我跟她老板娘说，很对不起，可不可以我们带她出去为五分钟为她祷告？如果我需要付。啊，我需要加钱的话，我也可以付更多的钱。
And we just went out. We prayed for her.
我们就带她出去为她祷告。
This was in Parsippany.
就发生在 Parsippany.
And she like cried. It was like, "I'm gonna start going to church again. I'm gonna start following Jesus again."
她在那里哭，她说我要回教会，我要继续跟从耶稣。
And then her manager came out, and I was like, "Uh oh, we're gonna get in trouble with the manager. Please don't fire her."
这时候她的老板来了，我们就说，哦，她的老板千万不要把她，千万不要把她啊。Fire, 千万不要。
The manager came up to us and said, "Hey, can you pray for me too?"
结果他的老板也跟问我们说，可不可以也为我祷告
？He's like, "Can you pray for my business? My business is kind of struggling."
说可不可以为我的生意祷告？我的生意现在很啊，生意很不好。
And so we prayed for the business.
然后我们就为他的生意祷告。
That's getting your hands dirty.
这就是让你的手变脏。
It's taking a risk.
就是冒险。
It's noticing people.
就是啊，关心人。
Everywhere you are, there's always people who are in need. You just need to ask.
你要注意的话，你会发现，总有需要的人。你需要做的就是去问。
You know, I was driving on Route 17 a couple of weeks ago.
啊，几个礼拜以前，我开车在17号公路上开车。
With my friends, and we noticed that, like, you know, there was a car that was broken down.
啊，我和我朋友在一起的时候，发现有一个车荡在路上。
It doesn't take us more than 5 minutes to roll down our window and shout out the window, say, "Hey, do you need help today? We can help you with moving your car."
我们可以轻而易举地停下来，打开窗户，问他说，我们可不可以帮你？
That's getting your hands dirty.
这就是让你的手变脏。
Does that help a little bit? The main thing is to notice people, to care about people, and to ask people how you can help them.
最重要的就是你要关心他人。你要问他人，我们如何来帮助你
？Initiate the conversation.
你开始跟他们对话。
You know, Jesus went and he purposely went and he found prostitutes, the broken people. He, you know, like remember the story when Jesus goes and he looks up at Zacchaeus in the tree. He goes and he notices these people. As the church, we need to notice these people.
耶稣他到人群当中。来找这些人，来问他们有什么需要。他看到树上那个人，他也关注到了，他也注意到那个在树上的人。
The enemy, Satan, he wants us to become cynical and be like, "Oh, nobody really wants our help. Nobody wants to talk about that." That's the enemy. That's not the case.
仇敌让人们相信没有人关心我们，没有人要跟我们讲话，没有人啊愿意跟我们讲话。
But everybody appreciates it when people just care.
每个人当有人关心他们的时候，他们都心存感激。
Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Hope that answers your question. Oh, okay. Yeah.
啊，请分享一下你在尼泊尔那边小孩子每天吃什么食物？中餐、午餐、晚餐？谢谢。
Yeah, for sure.
I'm interested to know what they eat, the children, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So me being Chinese, our kids, especially our kids in our children's home, they need to eat good food.
我们中国人很在意我们的孩子要吃健康的食物。
But Nepalese, they eat something called dalbat.
在尼泊尔，他们吃的东西叫做刀了。
So basically, it's like they use lentils and they make a soup. Lentil, like the bean.
啊，他们用那种豆制成汤。
They make a spicy soup.
啊，是辣汤。
And then they have it with rice.
配上饭。
And then they have
they
have like Indian, kind of like Indian style curries, vegetable curries or chicken curries and stuff.
然后再加上啊，印度风味的咖喱。
And in Nepal, they don't eat three times a day. They eat twice a day.
在尼泊尔，他们不是三餐，而是每日两餐。
So in the morning, and this is crazy. It's very difficult. But in the morning at like 10 o'clock, they will eat a gigantic meal of this rice and beans and curry.
那么每天早上十点，他们吃一顿大餐啊，米饭啊，咖喱和豆。
And then in the afternoon, they'll eat like some biscuits or fruit and some tea.
到下午呢，他们吃一点饼干、水果，喝一点茶。
And then in the evening time at around 9 o'clock, right before they go to sleep, they'll eat again a big, big, big meal of rice and beans and curry.
晚上九点钟上床之前，他们再大吃一顿。
And
豆汤、米饭还有咖喱。
And in Nepal, there is that's it every day. They don't change their meal. It's the same meal every single day.
在尼泊尔就是这样，每天都吃一样的东西，从来不会变、从来不变化。
It's not because it's hard to explain. Nepali culture, it's not a very like diverse food culture. They literally just have this one dish, and so everybody eats it every single day.
啊，这就是在尼泊尔的文化，他们不会讲到说我们要变换成花样，他们每天啊都是吃一样的东西。
But our kids, we taught them to like pizza, so now we buy them pizza sometimes, and we make them pizza sometimes.
那对我们的孩子来讲的话，我们会啊。会告诉他们还有披萨，有的时候我们就给他们做披萨吃。
I'm trying to work on making them like Korean food, so I'm starting to try to cook some Korean food to see if they'll like Korean food. They don't like it yet.
我也啊试着让他们开始喜欢啊韩国的食物，我有时候给他们做一些韩国食物，他们现在还不是很喜欢。
They think it's too sweet.
他们觉得太甜。
I made them Taiwanese food and Chinese food. They think it's too sweet.
啊，我给他们做啊台湾食物。中国的食物他们也是觉得太甜。
Nepalese, they like it like spicy, spicy, spicy food.
尼泊尔他们喜欢非常非常非常辣的食物。
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes, go for it.
So when you first went there, the children doesn't speak English, and how do you communicate with them? Did you learn Nepal?
Yes, I speak the language.
Language now?
Yes, both me and my wife speak Nepali. So
after a year or two,
my wife did it the right way. She went to class and she learned Nepali in class, and then learned Nepali. I did not. I went on the street and just made friends with Nepali people, and Nepali people just started teaching me. So I've been learning. I mean, you know, learning speaking the language for almost 9 years now. So yeah, you just pick it up. But yes, my wife works with women in her office context that she, her business ministry. She works with these women who do not speak English at all. So she learned Nepali very quickly by just piecing together how they would speak stuff. And then two of our staff speak fluent English and speak Nepali, and they're Nepali people. So they help translate when we get it wrong. And then as they translate for us, we slowly learn the language as well. So.
OK, 那个问题是说，你们刚去的时候，这些孩子他们不讲英文，那你们怎么跟他沟通？是讲你们后来讲英文，还是讲尼泊尔话？他们回答是说，我们用尼泊尔语。那怎么学的呢？他的太太上过学校，专门学过尼泊尔语，所以他的尼泊尔他学得很快。那他们自己呢，就是在街上找那些人说话，通过这样来学习。那因为他太太有这样的一个 business， 需要在生意上也需要常常跟外面沟通，所以他就学得很快。他也有两个同工，他们是尼泊尔人，他们讲英文也非常流利。那么Clem 常常就是通过他们讲的尼泊尔语，通过听他们讲而来学。
Yeah, we're at a point where both me and my wife can fluently speak Nepali.
他们现在都能够流利啊，他们的尼泊尔语现在都很流利。
Maybe like 90-95%， like 95% we can understand, maybe like 85-90% we can speak it.
95%到90%.
But we can obviously use improvement all the time. No, Nepali, I can obviously keep improving our Nepali.
他说他的尼泊尔语还可以一直的改进。
The pandemic was actually great for that because we were locked in our building and we had no English, and all the foreigners left, so we had nobody to speak English to. So the whole pandemic, we were just speaking Nepali all the time.
那疫情期间呢，因为他们被封锁在一起，所以整个时间他们只能讲尼泊尔语。
My youngest son, Everest, he actually knows more Nepali than English.
那他的最小的儿子的尼泊尔语比英文还要好。
Like he doesn't like when we say shoes, he'll be like, and then we go juta, juta, and he's like, oh, juta. And now he knows shoes because now we're in America. He's like, oh, shoes. And we're like, okay. But when we're in Nepal, we were like, if he didn't understand in English, staying in Nepal, he'd understand. And we're like,
那他最小那个儿子啊，跟他用英文讲鞋的话，他会很疑惑。但是用尼泊尔语讲的话，他一下就明白了。我想请问一下，您在那边怎么鼓励年轻人如何发现他们对神的信心？ 还有如何鼓励他们真实跟神有很亲密的交通，除了敬拜，这些 routine 所做的以外。
So how do you encourage the youth to be involved and more worshiping God and do God work?
Yeah. So this is going to be an interesting answer. I make them leaders.
问题是，那个他的回答是说，我的方式就是让他们成为带领的弟兄和姐妹。So
like I give them opportunities to do it.
我给他们机会让他们去操练。And
then we give them the space to make those mistakes.
我让他们有犯错误的空间。And
then when they make mistakes, we don't rebuke them. We just say, okay, you made a mistake. Repent. Let's just keep going.
他们犯了错之后，我们不是去责备他们，而是叫他们悔改，继续的成长。
So on our worship teams in Nepal, I have our kids singing on the worship team in Nepal. I have them leading it. I have them picking the songs.
那在尼泊尔的时候，有我们这些孩子，他们带领敬拜，让他们带领唱诗歌，让他们这样的服侍。
Our kind of older kids, like, you know, from 15 to 18, I encourage them to preach in our church.
那大一些的孩子，从15岁以上，我鼓励他们来讲道。And
so we give them opportunities to go up in front of the stage and preach. We tell them you don't need to preach a long sermon, but go up there, prepare a short 30-minute sermon and preach a 30-minute sermon.
然后鼓励他们能够起来讲道，不是要讲很长的道，就是准备一篇不长的道，大概不到30分钟。You
know, in the beginning, it wasn't very good, but now they're all pretty good.
一开始的时候不是很好，但是现在他们都很好。
Yeah, I take our older kids every time we go when they don't have school, and they have their vacation time, we take them into the mountain, into the villages, into the slums to do ministry with us.
当他们学校放假的时候，我们就带这些大一些的孩子，带他们到远方的村庄去，让他们开始传福音，让他们讲道。
We don't treat them like they're children. We treat them as like, you know, you are growing in the faith. We're growing in the faith. We're all children of the faith. We're all going to do it together from a young age.
我们不是把他们当成孩子，而是跟他们，我们是一起，我们一起在信心中一起成长。我们都是孩子，但是我们一起成长。
I mean, even when my, like, when River, my eldest, he's 6 now. When he was little and he was like three or four, we just like strap him onto my little strap, and I just walk out onto the street, and he'd be going with us, walking around, praying for people. From a young age, you know, I'm like, I want you to see God moving. I want you to see, like, what ministry looks like, so that serving the Lord is just normal. It's not like an extra thing that you do.
当我儿子他现在六岁，他两三岁的时候，我就把他带在身边，我出去接触人的时候。 我就带着他，让他亲眼看见我们怎样服侍主，我们怎样把福音传给人，让他觉得这样不是一件好像额外的事情。这就是我们生活的一部分。So
yeah, that is like my number one advice is to create opportunities for. That's what we do. We create opportunities for the young people to lead.
这是我给大家的第一个建议，就是我让这些年轻人有机会让他们可以成长。
And as a result, they begin to enjoy it.
结果呢，他们也开始喜欢。
And they want to do it.
他们也愿意。
And we let them do it in the way they want to do it.
让他们照着他们喜欢的去做。
You know, obviously, like, you know, there's a level of like, you know, we talk to them about what they're going to do. But generally speaking, if we let them try things out, and even if we know that it might screw up and be a mistake, I'm like, you know what, let them do it. Let them make a mistake and then they'll learn.
那么他们当然有时候也会问我们，但是大部分时候我们让他们自己去想，自己去做。当然他们会做错一些事情，他们可以从这当中来学习成长。
Like, for example, we just recently in the middle of the pandemic, we did a cooking competition with our kids, just a fun activity for them while they're on holiday. And we said that the winner of the cooking competition, we will give them $50.
那就在疫情期间，我们就组织了一次活动，就是呢烹饪的比赛，让他们都来参加。那么赢得这个比赛呢，会有$50的奖励。
So we gave them $50. The girls won. No, this time the boys won.
就是男生。
Last year the girls won.
The boys.
This year the boys won.
这是男生参加的烹饪比赛。
And so we gave the boys $50. He said, "You can do whatever you want with it."
那个 the winner, right?
Yeah, the winner.
Okay. 那个赢得比赛的，我们给了他$50，说你可以随心所欲的去花。
And they spent half of it on buying like chocolate candy and toys.
他们一半的钱用来买巧克力啊、玩具啊这些东西。
And then we were amazed. The other half they used to buy a bunch of blankets to give the poor people by themselves. They just made a decision to do that.
剩下的一半呢，他们用来买毯子送给那些需要的人。我们没有让他们这样做，但是这是他们自己做的。
They just decided we wanted to give half of it away.
他们就决定了我们要把一半的钱奉献出来。
And the reason they do that though is because they've seen us do it.
他们这样做是因为他们看到我们这样做。
They see us giving things away and they're like, we want to do it too. And then we give them opportunities to give stuff away and they enjoy it now. It's fun for them. And so now even of their own money, they're willing to give it away.
他们看出我们的付出，所以他们也要付出，所以呢他们就自己这样做。
So yeah, that's my answer to that. It's give young people opportunities to lead.
所以我的答案就是呢，给这些年轻人，让他们有机会。
The other thing as well is, you know, young people, they know how to use this stuff way better than even I do. I mean, I'm 32 and I'm confused.
那还有一件就是那些年轻人非常聪明，他们知道怎样使用这些技术，他们比我还强。
They know what's going on in the world better than I do.
他们知道世界上发生的事情比我知道的还多。
They know the need in the world better than we do.
他们也知道这个世界的需要比我知道的还多。
You give young people the opportunity to lead, they will know where Jesus and the gospel needs to go be put into action.
如果给他们机会去带领的话，他们知道耶稣基督的福音应该传到什么地方。
That makes sense? Yeah, cool. Great. Okay, I will pray for us then.
Okay.
I think our brother will come up here and pray for us as well.
Want to pray?
Yeah, I'm
going to pray. 刚才看到这个任弟兄有打招呼啊，时间差不多了哈。
Okay, time is about to end.
Yeah, 所以我们今天的聚会停在这儿。
So we'll stop our gathering. 要祷告。
行。请我们的弟兄呢帮我们教会有一些祷告。
Yeah,
so I'll have Brother Chen to pray.
Yeah, Father of Glory, thank you that you are here.
父，我们感谢你，因为你在我们当中。
God, we pray that you would raise us up to be a people that honor and glorify your name.
我们求你提升我们，让我们成为荣耀你名的人。
Would you give us the eyes and the heart of Jesus for your people?
让我们给我们耶稣一样的眼，耶稣一样的心。
Would you give us the willingness to go into the lowest place and get our hands dirty?
让我们愿意到最低的地方去，让我们的手变得脏。
God, we want to love people the way Jesus loves people.
我们要像耶稣爱人一样去爱。
So I pray that you would put his heart in our hearts, you would open our eyes to see the way that he sees.
我们求你把耶稣的心放在我们心里，让我们能够看到的和耶稣所看到的一样。
I pray even in this week,
我们求你就在这一个星期。
One opportunity for every person in this church.
让每一个人都有一个机会。
One opportunity for every person in this church to get their hands dirty and love somebody.
让这个教会的每一个人都有机会让他们的让我们的手可以变得肮脏。
And I pray for the courage and the boldness and the bravery to fill us so that we would be willing to love those people when you give us the opportunity.
让我们能够被你所鼓励，我们有勇气。让我们有这样机会的时候，我们可以服侍有需要的人。
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
谢谢你父。
Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you promised to strengthen us.
谢谢圣灵把能力赐给我们。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
For what you did on the cross.
你在十字架上所做的。
And for your command that as you have done for us, do unto others.
你所赐给我们的命令。
In your name, in Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告，阿门。